Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes it comes to fruition. It is nice when we have to do it. Amen. During our trials and our tribulations, sometimes new beginning is a great thing that we look forward to. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We are on Blog Talk Radio, and we thank you for just sharing with us this time. Tonight we have Elder Edna Herman from out of Long Island, New York, who will be speaking with us this evening. And we're going to open the mics up for her, let her introduce herself. For those of you who have never heard of her, she spoke numerous times, and we always enjoy when she shares the Word of God. Amen. We are an interactive Bible study. We're here every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Oftentimes we have speakers who are come from different states to participate in this interactive Bible study. And keep in mind, we are one body. Amen? We are one body. We're just joined together just to lift up the name of Jesus, to encourage someone that may need encouragement. And if you are out there and you need prayer, please do not hesitate to ask for prayer at this time. Amen? If you're listening by internet, the number to call in is 347-237-4054. Or if you are on internet, you can even send a you can send a chat, and we'll even respond that way. Amen? So just keep in mind, we're always open. Tonight we have all of our mics open, so please be cognizant. If you are listening, put your mic on mute so that we don't hear backgrounds. Now we're going to turn this over to Elder Edna Herman. Amen. Mr. Herman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, brother. How are you? And I just want to correct you. I'm not an elder. I'm a minister. But I thank you for the upgrade. Praise God. I thank God for the word. Hello, everyone. I'm so grateful, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity once again to speak what God has given me concerning us, not just you, but us, we. I'd like to first open up with prayer. So as we go to the throne of grace, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you today. We give you praise and glory for this day which we have never seen before. We thank you for your faithfulness today. Lord, you see, you know, and you care. And as we go into this Bible study, dear Father, open up our minds, open up our hearts to receive what thus saith you. Hallelujah. We thank you today as we feed on the bread of life. Let it just fatten us, dear Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And to God be the glory. I want to take you to a book, to Galatians. Let's go to Galatians 5, 5 and 22 and 23. That's Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And the reading of the word is this: but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And so is the reading of the word. My topic for this Bible study today is, have you had your fruit today? And the subtitle is it in you, or are you fruit deficient?
Amen.
Praise God. The doctors say, and especially nutritionists tell us that the way to optimum health is through diet and exercise, that the essential vitamins and minerals, grains, nuts, vegetables, veggies, fruits will produce a longer life and an active one. In the physical, these things can and will help us in our strength and movement of our joints, bones, blood flow, and the activities of our mind. The physical awareness is a credit to our physical strength and endurance for the journey. But may I say this, that sometimes we as a people focus too much and are too obsessed with the physical being and give little attention to our spiritual, or vice versa. Either way, without proper balance, we can come up short and sometimes lose the essence of what Paul says. He writes that bodily exercise profit little. 1 Timothy 4 and 8. Excuse me. He didn't say that it didn't profit anything, but he said little. In proportion, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Because at the end of the day, our physical well-being will die. Yes, it will. It will die. And our eternal beings, the spirit, our spirit, will make that trip to somewhere. Where that may be, it will be up to us. It could be no in-betweens now. It'll either be heaven or hell. I'm coming to you straight. It's either or. It, praise God. Praise God. And this is what the word says, it is the spirit that is quickened. The flesh profit nothing. That's in John 6:63. So as we do need our physical to help us navigate our movements, we also need the fruit of the Spirit to help us navigate our character. In fact, without it, we will see signs of fruit deficiency, and it will show up and slow us down. It will show error in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. It is the fruit of the Spirit that's inside of us is the more greater. It is more important to have that fruit of the Spirit in us and that fruit manifest through us. It is not on the outside that we should be so concerned about, but it's what's on the inside that is strong.
Mm-hmm.
These are the fruit of the Spirit. Sidebar, the fruit of the Spirit. This is a sidebar. Some people say fruits of the Spirit, but let me say that is the fruit of the Spirit, which manifests the characteristics of love, of joy, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Let's define quickly. Any questions? No questions. Let's define quickly. For the saving of time, love defined is deep affection or fondness, joy, gladness, pleasure, excuse me, things causing joy, peace, quiet, freedom from concession of war, long-suffering, bearing, being provoked, or cause annoyance, gentleness, not rough or severe, mild and kind. Goodness is virtue, excellence, kindness, nurturing. Faith is trust, religious belief, creed, loyalty, trustworthiness. Meekness is humble and submissive or gentle. Temperance is moderation. Example, in eating and drinking, abstaining, especially from alcohol. Any comments? Yes, amen, amen, amen. Okay, let's move on. As I studied this, love, I see why love was the first in the character order of the fruit of the Spirit. Because God is love. Everything hinges on that foundation. For everything in it is the root of everything, because God is love.
Yes.
Love sent his son his only begotten son. And it was love through his son's sacrifice that brought us back into relationship with God. And as believers, we must become love-inspired, love-mastered, love-driven. 2 Corinthians 5 and 14 tells us, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Amen, amen. Without the fruit of the Spirit, without love, we are just a religious noise. 1 Corinthians 13 and 1 tells us, though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity, meaning love, I am a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. And to me, what that means is we're talking loud and saying nothing. Loud, talking loud and living loud and producing nothing, producing nothing. So no sweet fruit, no sweet fruit. And look, let me share this with you. Have you ever went into a supermarket and went into the fruit section and saw the beautiful grapes? And they advertise sweet, and you brought those grapes home, and you washed them, and then you ate it. You ate one, and you said, ew, what is this? This isn't sweet. It was a bitter fruit. And that's what we don't want in our lives, bitter fruits. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Talking loud and saying nothing. Okay, now we have long-suffering. Love is love's patience. In Romans 5, 3 through 5, it says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is spread abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Is anybody want to say something? Praise God. No?
Yes, I would just like to say about love, you also have to have that agape love.
Yes.
That God has that unconditional love.
Yes.
In spite of what people may do or say to you, you still have to have that agape love,
yes.
The love that God has.
Yes.
And I believe that's very important,
yes.
in our Christian walk or as just a person in general,
yes.
that agape love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
That is so true. And so often we are, especially when you are trying to walk a Christian walk, there are going to be so many things that come to you will try to knock things in order. And it's going to take, as the elder said, that agape love, being able to love in spite of.
Yes.
Not looking at the situation, but at being able to love in spite of people how they are. I think that is so important too.
Amen. Amen. It's just like God. He looks beyond our faults, and he sees our needs. And that's the type of attitude we should have, having the fruit of the Spirit, looking beyond the individual's craziness. Or when they step on your toes, and I'm just using that. But you know what? That's where the long-suffering comes in. That's where the fruit of the Spirit in us starts kicking in. And I thank God for what y'all saying. Yes, we need this. We need this. Praise God. I'm going to go on. Where are we? We're here. We're here at Joy. Joy Yes. Amen. Bear with me. Y'all took me off track here. But I thank God for the fruit of the Spirit is manifested in all these things. Let's go on. Joy is love's strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength, is my strength. It's in Nehemiah 8 and 10. Hallelujah. Peace is love's security. Isaiah 26 and 3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Because he trusts in thee. God will keep us in perfect peace because our minds are stayed on him. Gentleness is love's conduct. 2 Samuel 22 and 36 says, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. I like that. And thy Thy gentleness hath made me great. My mother used to say, Edna, you can catch more flies with honey than you would with vinegar. See, we have to learn how to, when somebody's coming coarse with us, we have to be gentle no matter what. You know, and I know it takes a lot for us to do that sometimes. But, you know, as they're speaking and as they're spewing out venom, we should be praying on the inside. And while we're praying on the inside, God will release. That fruit of that Spirit will come up and go out and actually tame the savage beast, so to speak. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Goodness. Goodness
is... I got a question for you.
Sure.
On what you just said, you said...
Okay.
Let me see. I'm going to get it right here.
Okay.
You know, when you really can't show and spread love the way... You really can't show and spread love because a lot of folks won't receive it. So, you know, they would look at you kind of differently, or they think, oh, I can take advantage of this person, or, you know, or they just tell you, they look at you like you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So other than praying for them and, you know, I mean, honestly, in the walks, you know, the walk, in my daily walks, I really couldn't show love minister to or show type of affection towards my people. So I just pray for them. And like I said, I mean, because if you say, you can't say too much to anyone nowadays.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Does somebody want to comment on that?
Yeah, I want to comment on it.
Because I'm going to comment too. Go ahead, brother.
We got a lot of lines that are popped up. A lot of different cities are called in. 252. There's 843-706, 216. We got a lot of numbers. Anyone that wants to comment?
Go ahead, brother. Share, brother.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. What I wanted to say, sometimes it takes time for a person to see where you are. You know, like I'm a contractor, and I go into different buildings each day, and this one particular building, there was a lot of people there that just particularly didn't care for me, you know, and I didn't show any, you know, anything towards anybody, but I always came in with a good spirit.
That's good right there.
I spoke, and I wore them down until now they sit and talk with me.
Mm-hmm.
See, so sometimes you might not think you're getting through, but if you be consistent, then they'll see the light will go on. They'll see the light in you, and then eventually they'll begin to communicate with you. And it takes patience, just like she's talking about the fruit of the spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to show that love, and you got to be resilient. You know, you got to continue to walk straight up and upright and continue to show love and continue to speak and not be, just because they don't speak, you can't give up. You gotta
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
But that'll break you down, though. That'll break your spirit. You know, you like you said, I understand, like you say, you got to continue to glow and show that love, but pretty soon it'll wear you down.
But
you
listen,
know, just like
you got to remember who you're doing it for.
But like
you're not
said,
doing
not,
it. For you. We don't do this for ourselves. We do this to please God,
mm-hmm.
and that
okay.
that's got to be our motivation.
Amen.
Well, I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand that part. But like you said, I mean, but you want to be you treat others like you want to be treated.
But listen, let me just interject right here. You know when you said, but I pray for them? That's showing love right there because you're praying for them. And let me tell you, just like the brother said and just like the sister said, let me tell you something. When at the end of the day, God's not going to judge them how they treated you. He's going to judge you of how you treated them. So just like the brother said, you got to be resilient. Listen, no matter what, just keep on keeping on. Do what you do because in the long run, just like the brother said, he wore them down because his spirit, the fruit of his spirit wore them down.
Am I missing something? Because, I mean, like you said, the brother said, his spirit. I may be missing something here because it's, I don't know.
You know. Okay, go ahead. Somebody.
What
I love
missing?
It.
Big brother, what you missing? What you saying?
No, well, what I'm saying is it may be I'm missing something. Maybe I look too mean or whatever, but I just don't see it. When you approach someone, you can tell they don't want to be bothered. So you speak to
right.
them. Sometimes you can't even get a good morning. You know,
right.
they hold a door for them. You can't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, And like you said, you know, with the walk, you know, with, I guess the way I walk, you know, it's still a respect thing, but
mm-hmm.
also it's a thing where I like to show that brotherly love, that not only brotherly love, but a little spiritual love, you know.
But you still show it. You still show it. If they don't say hi to you, you continue to say good morning, hi, sir, or hi, man. You continue to do what's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I guess what makes you all different from me?
No, we're not
it's
different.
Nobody's different.
Nobody's
different.
Different.
We're all in the same
together. Yeah, because I experienced some of these things a lot right now, and I've been on this road a while. And I
yeah.
still experience those things. But what
yeah.
I have realized, what I have come to realize is that when I go through those situations, I'm not reading as like I'm supposed to be reading.
Okay. That
and it's like
good.
Sometimes
yeah.
we'll let our guard down because we'll get so consumed with life and
yeah.
things that are going on around us that,
right.
that we'll neglect taking that time out to read and get a little word in us.
Mm-hmm.
And before
mm-hmm.
you know it, we
mm-hmm.
have a crack in our armor.
Yes, that's
and when
good.
That little crack comes in, you know, it's like it starts as a little crack, but after a while, you know, the less fuel we go without, the fuel meaning the word of God, our fuel, our nutrients, the less fuel we go without, we get weak. The flesh get weak and we start
that's
to
true.
Act out.
Amen, amen.
And everything starts getting out of whack. You
amen.
Know what I mean?
Say that.
So we just, you know, what I noticed for myself, I can't speak for you, but the more time I spend with God. If I had to
Amen.
Take it, like,
Amen.
On my little breaks at work and go somewhere quiet and just read something or either, you know,
just
praying
pray.
And talking
just
to him
pray.
Throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
it helps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It helps
more time.
Because
more time will help.
Spend more time reading.
Mm-hmm.
The answers is always in the volume of the book. And anytime you feel yourself getting like that, ask yourself, when was the last time I took time out to read his word and to pray and to talk to him?
And to pray, you have to be in order to be. You have to be with saints in order to be refilled.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go out into the field
mm-hmm.
and you're giving and you're being an example, you are using up your fuel, just like your car. Okay,
mm-hmm.
you're going out and you're ministering by, and the way that you're ministering is by the way that you carry yourself. And the
mm-hmm.
way that you behave, in spite of what you see, in spite of what you hear, in spite of how you're treated, you
all right.
think. you do the right thing, and mm-hmm. you be an example of Christ among them, because they
Amen.
Won't have an example unless somebody is willing to be that example.
Amen.
So, yeah, get tired. Mm-hmm. It run down and you use up your spiritual fuel. So you need to go and be refilled. And how are you
Amen.
Refilled? You're refilled by reading the word. You refuel by being with saints, by going and listening to word, by doing your praise and worship and your devotionals. And then
All
you're
right.
ready to go back out because you're filled. So you can't be detoured by what you see and what you feel.
Amen.
Because
right.
you, somebody has to be an example. You didn't change. You
All
didn't
right.
become a Christian overnight.
Overnight.
You woke up one day and said,
right.
oh, I think
All
I'll
right.
do this today. But it was through people constantly being an example to you,
yes.
constantly pouring into you here and there. Somebody saying a word and pouring it into you, that collectively it made a difference in your life. And that's what we're supposed to do. So somebody may plant seeds, somebody else may water it, somebody else may
all
harvest
right.
it.
Yes.
But it's all for the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
That's good right there. That's good right there. So, oh, this is wonderful. You got that, brother?
Yes, ma'am. I
yes,
got
sir.
That. I got
yes,
it all.
Sir. All right.
Amen.
All right, we're gonna continue. We're gonna continue with faith is love's confidence.
All right.
Oh, did I do goodness, y'all?
No.
Goodness, let's backtrack. Goodness
yes.
is love's character.
Goodness and mercy.
Psalms 23:6. Surely
right.
goodness and mercy shall follow.
Shall follow.
Woo. All the days of my life, and I
yes.
shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Faith is love's confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto
Jesus
the
author
awesome. And finisher
goodness,
of our faith.
Come on, Bible.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm on talk radio.
The author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured mm-hmm. the cross, despising the same, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And let me just say this, brothers and sisters, with
mm-hmm.
all that Jesus endured, with
yes.
all the shame and torture that he went through, his
yes.
joy, he looked ahead. His
mm-hmm.
joy was knowing that he would be once again in the midst of the Father.
All
and
right.
that we, through his sacrifice from
mm-hmm.
generation to generation.
Generation, yes.
Mm, gave him the joy to endure
mm-hmm.
the cross.
Yes.
Gave him a joy knowing that we, through
mm-hmm.
his sacrifice, would be reconciled with the Father again.
Mm-hmm.
And that salvation, that future salvation, was sealed for man.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And it applies also to us.
Yes.
We might not carry a physical cross, but we do carry one. Because
yes.
the Bible says we are bought with a price.
Price, that's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we live no longer unto ourselves. We
All
live
right.
no longer unselfishly.
Mm. That's right.
Enduring, we endure many things, many hardships.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Many disappointments,
mm-hmm.
many sacrifice because of Christ.
Yes.
You know, bringing Christ to others, they see the love.
Yes.
They see in our love walk Christ.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God.
Praise
God.
God. All right.
And we're going to go to meekness. Meekness is love's humbleness. First
yes.
Peter 5:5, it
Go
says,
ahead, girl.
Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea,
yes.
all of you be subject one to another, and
yes.
be clothed with humility.
Yes.
For God resists the proud, and he
All
gives
right.
grace to the
yes.
humble.
All
so
right.
here we have temperance is
yes.
love's victory.
Yes.
Galatians 5:24.
Girl, you better preach.
And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh
yes.
with the affections and lusts.
All right.
And it also says in 1 Corinthians 9:27,
mm-hmm.
but I keep under my body and bring
right.
it into subjection.
Subjection, yes.
Lest that at any means, when I
mm-hmm.
have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
Yeah.
That's, oh, my God.
Go ahead,
all
girl.
All this is, and it says, against such there is no law. Now, listen, one more thing. A Holy Spirit-controlled man needs no law because he lives a righteous life. The secret of a Spirit-filled life is found in Romans 12:1.
Go
I
ahead.
Beseech you, brother, therefore,
by the mercies
of God, that you present your bodies
a living sacrifice,
holy and acceptable
yes.
unto God, which is
yes.
a reasonable
service.
It's just a reasonable thing.
Reasonable,
and
yes.
be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed
by the renewing of your mind.
That
you
may prove what is that
good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
And brother, that renewing of the mind is what the sisters and the brothers were telling you. When you read that word, it renews your mind.
Your mind,
it
renews
your spirit to go out again.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. So in closing, I'm going to say this, that we do need to be renewed and refresh ourselves from the hustle and the bustle,
the
clink and the clutter of the pollution of life, of our daily walk, and the onslaught of the enemy's attack.
Okay.
We know it's through the uncompromising, indestructible, everlasting, living word of God.
God,
our Bible. B-I-B-L-E.
L-E.
Basic instructions
before leaving Earth. Yes.
For best results, follow instruction.
Yes, right.
Because love is a many splendid thing.
Things. Amen.
Amen, y'all.
Amen.
Amen. And
amen. I love that. Amen.
To God be the glory. And one more note. P.S.
Go ahead.
We should take the fruit of the Spirit, so we shouldn't take it so lightly, because it's love. It's the love in us that's unconditional. Unconditional.
Unconditional.
There is a joy when he looks at us. When he looks at you, brother, there's a joy that he sees.
There's a joy. Unspeakable.
Unspeakable joy in his creation.
Yes,
and the rainbow, the rainbow peace that he sends and he brings to us is the gentleness of his sovereignty.
His sovereignty of goodness and mercy. Yes, and mercy. Yes.
That shows us every day.
Amen.
And promising us that the good work that our Father has started in us, he shall complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you know why I know this? Because at the end of the book, it says, we win.
We win.
We win.
That's right. Period. Amen.
I'm done. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm done. It's quick.
Amen.
I'm done. God
Amen. It was tight, but it's right. Amen.
Praise God. The fruit of the Spirit.
Spirit. Joy. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Peace. Hallelujah.
We have a lot of numbers out here, and we are going to try to keep this up until 7:45.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
In reference to what Minister Elder Herman was commenting on, the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When I wake up in the morning, I have that joy. No matter what's going to happen during the day, I have the joy. I have peace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Jesus is the center. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just wanted to say to Minister Mon, this is Susan calling from Florida.
Praise God. How you doing?
And
oh, my God.
Good. I just didn't make my Bible study, so when I saw you were speaking. speaking. I was like, I got to call in and listen to my sister.
Praise God.
You know, even though we go through a lot of things, but we go through, but we're going to go through because Jesus went through. And we don't go through by ourselves. He's with us.
Yes.
And some people are down and out. But you know what? He got up. So we've got to get up.
Ooh.
We've got to get up from here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
There's a lot of things,
you know, and we got to have compassion for people, too. A lot of people are going through right now in the state of the world and everything, but we have to reach out and touch because you know what? One time we were down and somebody reached out and touched us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't want to take up too much time, but I just want to encourage you, encourage everybody. No matter what, do not give up. Do not give up. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Bless you all. Bless you all.
Does anybody want to say? I want to say something else to the brother. Let me tell you what keeps me going also. Not only reading the word every day and not only being in God's presence, but I always say this. I said, Lord, I thank you for the fruit of your spirit that's in me.
Yes.
No matter what people say or do, I have the fruit of your spirit in me.
Yes.
So you know, that keeps me. That keeps me.
Yes.
Where I could go off to the left or to the right because we're human. But you know what?
That's right.
That pulls me right on in. It pulls me in.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Let me tell you something, brother. You got it. Brother, you got it. You got it. You don't think you got it, but you got it.
Yes.
You got it. And you know what? God's got you.
That's right.
And the good work that started, he shall complete.
That I believe.
Yeah, because you're growing even right now.
That's
when you lay your head down, you're growing.
Mm-hmm.
Because God watches over you. He cares for his creation.
Tell him to read Psalms 91.
Yes, he that dwelleth
Psalms 91,
he
that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide.
God.
Every day, I've been on that for a whole month. I don't know why God has me reading Psalms 91 every day.
Amen.
He that dwelleth.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to speak it. The tongue is powerful.
Yes, it is.
It is very powerful.
And see.
Go ahead.
Oh, praise God. And see that dwelling place is the secret place. And even though you're in front of everybody, you're hidden in plain sight. And I know you know, everybody sees you, but you're hidden.
Right.
Hiding in plain sight for people to see, but you're hiding under the shadow of the Almighty.
Under the shadow.
You know, and he covers you with his wings.
That's right.
He covers you.
That's right. He that dwelleth. He that dwelleth.
Yeah, brother.
He that dwelleth.
Anybody else want to comment? Sister Edna is done. No, I'm only kidding. It's a wonderful thing. This is a wonderful thing.
I'm going to
talk. Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
I
want to say something.
Go ahead.
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
I wanted to also say that when you get up in the morning, set the atmosphere because, you know, you're going out into the marketplace and you don't know what is out there for you. So
that's
always
right.
Set the atmosphere. Worship God. Do your little own praise and worship right at home before you
go
out.
That's right, before you go out. Always. Always
set
say your prayer. ASAP.
Yeah, set the atmosphere. And God will, the Holy Spirit will go with you. And you'd be surprised how everything will fall into line. Just line up. Thing you have to do. Line up.
Yes.
Set the atmosphere. Everything will work for you.
Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Brother John.
My brother.
Sister Suzanne.
That you have heard, you know, is it resonating? Is it making sense?
Brother?
Yes.
It is. He said yes. Praise God. One thing about this bread of life, I remember God, he directed me to a scripture. He said, labor not for the meat that perishes, but for the meat that perishes not. And that's the word of God, which will never, it will endure forever and ever. Because you know why? The word is God. God is the Word. And when you get him in you, and when you continue to talk to him, because he is in you, when you continue to speak to him and he speaks back at you, just like the brother said, as you go out into that marketplace, you're covered. You're covered. That's why devotional time is so important. God's been dealing with me about preparation. We have to prepare ourselves. Because let me tell you, saints, there are things coming down the line of this world's activity that a lot of us aren't ready for. And we have to get in the Word of God. We have to be in God's presence. Because just like 911, when everybody ran to the churches, and then when that was over, everybody left the churches, something coming down the line again. So it's for us to prepare. Prepare ourselves. Seek him while it's yet day, that he may be found. Because there's going to come a time. Not saying that God's not always here, but you know what? We have to read this gospel, this word, and get it in our spirit and in our minds, burn it in our minds, burn it in our hearts. You know, speak it, reiterate it, speak it out. Because the more you speak it, the more the Holy Spirit will bring it back to your remembrance. And when you come up on a thing, you can speak that word. That word will just jump up out of you.
Well, let me ask you folks something. When you walk out on your travels, you wake up in the morning, you do whatever it is you do in the privacy of your own room or your home. Now you put on that spiritual armor. You go out that morning. I mean, is this something that you gear up for every morning, or
you're darn tootin', huh? Brother? Because you know why?
Do you all actually go out with this in mind every morning?
Somebody,
yes.
Talk to
me. I rise at 4 every morning. Pray, read, hit the street.
Okay.
4 o'clock. So,
amen.
I mean, you got to be consistent in your prayer life, and you got to worship
mm-hmm.
God. You got to pray to him,
amen.
Worship him before you set in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You set in the atmosphere.
And
you know, sometimes we get weary, you gotta push through. You know, you gotta push through. I mean, nobody. We all down here. We all make mistakes, but we got to realize our destiny.
Yeah.
And what we got to do. So you got to just push through. But every day you gotta do that. You gotta meet the challenge.
And
just
and
think, what if Christ did gave up? Where would we be? So you got to look at what he did when he knew what his destiny was, but yet he accepted it, and he continued on even when the disciples got weak and they couldn't pray with him for 1 hour.
Yeah,
he continued on. So that's what you got to do. You got to be steadfast in the word.
Mhm. Mhm.
Amen.
Amen. And I like what the brother says. You set that atmosphere, and don't you know that atmosphere goes along? It goes along with him every day. It goes along with us every day. So when you come into a place, the light comes in. You just walked in. Salvation just walked in. Holy Spirit just walked in. You set the atmosphere before you go out, and that atmosphere has to be under subjection to the power of God, because you carry him in your vessel. Yeah. To God be the glory. You got it.
I want to say to the brother, that's basically, you know, that's what we do. We come together as a body to encourage and lift each other up. And again, I say over and over, you know, I thank you for being honest and, you know, just speaking how you feel, because oftentimes people are going through things and they don't say what they're feeling or what they're going through.
That's so true.
You know, so I'm really complimenting you for doing that, because, you know, when you set that out, then you have brothers and sisters that are able to give you advice, you know, so that when you go through this, at least there's some understanding. If that makes any sense. That's what we're all about, encouraging one another. And let me say this also, brother. You know, nobody's perfect. None of us are perfect.
That's
we
right.
We all fall short from the glory of God. We make mistakes. And every day there is a spiritual warfare that we're going against. And let me tell you something. Sometimes we got to come back and get recharged.
Yes.
We have to come back and get recharged.
Okay.
You know, because as I want to say that was Atlanta talking, that's right. We have to prepare before you even step out of those doors.
Yes.
So please understand that. So when you're going through that, and because you're trying to get closer with Christ, there's going to be things that's going to come at you that you may not understand. And that's
right.
why you have to stay in the Word of God.
Right.
That, so,
right.
So that you understand what's coming against you.
Right.
I'm trying to learn. That's the reason I ask questions. I want to know. I want to learn.
And I
love it. And that's what we're here for. No one is here to judge. No one is here to condemn. You know, we're here out of love, helping. You know what? And when someone is sharing something with you, somebody else is getting something out of it also.
Amen.
Somewhere
Amen.
Who's listening.
Amen. And you know what the Word of God says? We are our brother's keepers. We are our brother's keepers. We're supposed to lift and exalt one another. We're not supposed to tear each other down. We're supposed to, look, if my brother is caught in a fault, you know what? Consider thy own self, because it could be me. So you know what? Instead of kicking him down, you reach your hand down and lift him up. And that's what we do. This is how we're supposed to. This is how they're going to know that we are his disciples, how we love one another, how we care for one another. And this is all about the fruit of the Spirit. It's about love. What's love got to do with it? Everything. Everything.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God.
I want to say the brother, I believe he's from out of Atlanta. I want to say Atlanta or Georgia, somewhere out of Georgia, because he's mentioned that before. But, you know, also I just want to say this, that God wants to be our best friend.
Yeah.
And just like the worldly friends that we have, we spend a lot of time with the people that we call our best friend. And how do they become our best friend is because we spend time with them. So if
That's
anybody
good.
Says anything against my best friend, I know my best friend for myself. So you can't tell me something about him that's not true. And that's where God wants all of us. He wants you there. He wants me. He wants to be our best friend. And so
Amen.
What does that mean? That means that we have to spend time with him daily, share our most private thoughts, our most private whatever. We have to share that with our best friend because we know that our best friend is going to keep it to himself or herself.
And it's not like he doesn't know what's going on, but he likes that dialogue. He likes us talking to him so he can talk to us.
Amen.
God loves us. He loves us so much. He loves us so much.
Yeah.
Amen.
You got to have that communication.
Yeah.
That relationship with God.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Hopefully, my brother, I'm hoping that, you know, when you get on that, you know, what is said to you is helping you. You know, it's helping you. You know, we don't want to be just talking just to be talking, but we hope that you are receiving, you know, what's being said.
Amen.
I'm receiving it 100%. That's why
Amen.
I keep coming back.
Amen.
That's why I keep coming back, and I thank you for it. Thank God for you all.
We thank God for you, brother.
And,
we thank God for you.
And I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue.
Amen.
I'm just striving. That's all. I'm just striving, trying to learn.
Amen.
So I'm going to continue. I just continue.
Amen. We're all in that place. Still
yes,
trying to learn.
Yes, sir.
Trying to be more like Christ.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister, Minister Herman, is there any? You know, did you want to close before? You know, before we close out, I also want to share with everyone that's listening, those that are listening by internet. Please, if you have an opportunity or you would like to call in the dialogue, let me tell you something. We're open. Whoever wants to comment, we share what God has laid on our hearts, and we are here to encourage and lift each other up. It's not mm-hmm. by any form. It's not we're trying to be better or showing
that's right.
that one knows more than anyone else. We're
that's
here
right.
learning. We're here growing, and we're just trying to be more Christian-like. You know, so mm-hmm. when we fall mm-hmm. short, sometimes we need to hear an encouraging word from our brothers and our sisters. So I
that's
thank
right.
each and every one of you that become a part of this, even those of you who are listening by internet, we thank you for being a part of this.
Amen.
Because without you, this is nothing.
Ooh.
This is nothing. And let me Amen. Tell you something. I believe that God smiles on it because we come together out of love.
Yeah.
Out of love. It doesn't make a difference where you're calling from.
Mm-hmm.
We come together out of love. The
mm-hmm.
body of Christ. So we do thank you. We do thank you. Inviting you back next week. Also, we have a dear friend, Bishop Dr. Larry Palmer from out of D.C., who will
Amen.
Be sharing with us. Looking forward to hearing from him
mm-hmm.
next week. Again, those of you that's listening, we are here every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. New Beginnings Ministry, this is Blog Talk Radio. Minister Herman, if you would like to close out, you have the mic.
Okay. Well, I thank everybody for coming in and listening and even joining the conversation, because that's what it's all about. That's what Brother John and Sister Suzanne wants us to engage in conversation. So I thank God that all those that have spoken and all those, like he said, that has been listening and even in anything, Lord, I just want to thank you all, and I thank them as well. So as we go to the throne of grace, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this night. We thank you for everything that has been said or done. You have predestined this time, this hour, this very moment. We thank you today that it's not by our might nor by our power, but it is, and it always is, your spirit. We give you praise and we give you glory. And Father, for the man that was on, the young man that's on, that always keeps coming back, Lord, continue to encourage him. Continue to build him up. Hallelujah, where he's weak there, Father. Strengthen him. Hallelujah. Let him know, Lord, encourage him as he encourages himself. And, Lord, give him an even greater appetite for your word, for it is your word that is everlasting. Lord, we give you praise for his life, and we give you praise for every life that's
Father.
Gathered and every home that's gathered. Everyone that represents their home, Lord, meet every need, hallelujah, that they have. You know before they ask. But, Lord, give them everything that pertaineth to life and godliness. In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Name
Amen.
Jesus.
And to God be the glory. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Suzanne. God bless you all.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank each and every one of you that come on to participate. We do thank you. As we close, remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Until next Wednesday, God bless you.
This is the word that you've been waiting for all night. How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you can ask or think?
Woo!
According to the power that worketh in us.
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready? Oh, able. How many believe it tonight? Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
God is able to do
just what he said.
If you know it.